The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
That's true, though. You know that, right? Folks, we're going to get over to Mr. former mayor of New York, Mr. Mayor Bloomberg, and he's up to it again. You don't lose on that. But before I get to that, I promised you that I would talk about that repentance on the deathbed business. We'll get to that in just a minute as well. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, our pretty little princess. We all know her as Stephanie Joy. Folks, you can check us out online if you'd like to, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to Facebook and go to Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, getting a lot of traffic on those websites, as well as Bradley Dean, two different websites, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. Again, that's on Facebook. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. I will be on tour again next week. We'll keep you abreast as these events unfold. We'll let you know as they roll out, like
that's
the red
right.
carpet. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, we're also here to let you know that we're showing you our love by our works, our deeds. George Washington said, deeds, not words. And he, of course, extracted that from the Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, John 3:18. Also wanted to let you know that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess? Because
it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You want to make sure that you only imitate and follow Christ. As he is, so are we in this world. We want the heart of Christ. We want the mind of Christ as well. Now, over the course of this week, we've been talking about on the radio show the genius.
The intellectual giants.
Of the giants of our founding forefathers, and during that whole time of our revolution and the foundings of our country, the kind of things that elementary school, you know, children knew and so on. And we've been talking about our presidents as well. Now, I was giving you some fun facts yesterday on our presidents. We only got up to 2020. 19. So I'm going to move down and give you some more interesting facts going through all of our presidents here that I think will be very interesting for you to know. James A. Garfield could write with both hands at the same time in different languages. Now, that is a feat. Can you believe that?
He was a preacher, too, by the way.
Both hands.
Yeah.
Okay, at the same time in different languages. It's kind of like, you know, patting your head and rubbing your tongue. Oh.
Yeah, or licking your elbow.
Seriously, he was gifted.
It really is true that he, as a matter of fact, he was also president twice.
Yeah.
That man was. He also married his cousin.
Ooh.
Gets a little strange.
A little strange. Well,
yep.
Let's just go on to Chester then.
Just
Chester
thought I'd let you know.
Arthur. He changed his pants several times a day. He owned 80 pairs of pants. Chester A. Arthur. This is 1881, 1885.
He changed
Vermont, his pants several times a day. So he liked to go shopping a lot.
And hypochondriac
he owned 80
or what?
Pairs of pants. I don't know.
Do you think there was some kind of infection in his drawers?
Freak,
or what?
I don't know. Grover Cleveland was the
first. I don't know. I mean, not to be gross. Maybe he had the vapors.
Maybe. Maybe he always wanted to be fresh for anyone that may stop at the White House.
Pretty weird.
Who knows? A little weird.
I'm a clean freak.
Yeah.
I do understand.
But that's a little excessive.
I only do it twice a day. Not how many times did he change his drawers?
Well, he owned 80 pairs of pants, he would change several times a day. So I'm assuming that's like, what, you know, maybe five,
three or
six
four times. Oh, okay. Several, you know, is five and six now.
Yeah, I don't know. Well,
okay.
That's debatable.
Well, I guess few would be what?
Eight to me. Eight is
no,
few.
No, few. Few would be two or three.
A couple to me would be two or three. You know where I get that
right.
from? Like the Bible says in Noah, where as few as an eight souls were saved. So in my mind, I always think of few as eight, and I think of a couple as two or three.
Wow.
Okay, that's how my mind works.
Okay.
Benjamin Harrison. Oh, you know, oh, sorry.
That's a mystery within itself, isn't it?
That's right. I miss Grover Cleveland. He was the first and only president married in the White House, which is actually kind of cool.
Yep.
If you're there, you might as well get married there.
Yep.
Benjamin Harrison was the first president to have electric lights and
let's
a Christmas
tree. Let's go back to this guy with all these pants. What's up with his drawers?
Chester A. Arthur.
Is there an explanation?
No, they're just fun facts. They're like little blurbs.
Okay,
so,
maybe he had the diarrhea. I mean,
I don't know,
again,
but
not
we could
being
get
weird,
a little
but,
too specific.
Well, we're
on
speculating. This. Hey, when a guy changes his pants that many times a day, the only thing that goes up
you
is
know,
flags and question
some
marks.
Some people
hello.
Are just quirky, you know. Some people just have quirky.
I would say so,
and that's a bit of a.
He had a full time what? Someone washing his clothes all the time.
I don't
maybe
know.
He had a laundromat
he
right in his backyard.
He owned 80 pairs of pants. So anyone that thinks women do a lot of shopping, have a lot
yeah.
of clothes, they better talk to Chester.
A little
over
strange.
Here. Yeah, a little bit.
Yep.
Okay, now back to Benjamin Harrison. He was the first president to have electric lights and a Christmas tree in the White House, grandson of William H. Harrison. Now, Grover Cleveland was the first and only president to ever serve two non-consecutive terms. So that means
here, slow down a second. It's president, not present.
Didn't I say president?
No, you keep saying president. It's president. I got an attitude problem today, but we'll keep rolling through this.
I'll adjust it for you. Put a little right. sunshine in your day. President to ever serve two non-consecutive terms. So that's kind of interesting. So he was in the White House, out of the White House, and then back in the White House.
Yeah, so did Garfield, by the
yeah,
way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
William McKinley, he was the first president
he was shot.
To use campaign buttons.
He was executed.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, Theodore Roosevelt was the youngest.
Matter of fact, a preacher of God named John Alexander Dowie, during that time that he was president of the United States, actually warned him and
yes.
his administration that he felt that someone was going to try to assassinate him. And sure enough, that prophet of God was right, and he was exonerated in time because he was at length shot down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Now, Theodore Roosevelt was the youngest person to ever be president.
Yeah.
He
looked
William...
like a hard guy, didn't he? You ever see his picture?
Yeah, I'm looking at
hey,
him right
hard
now.
Guy.
He
What's
does
going
look
on,
like
man?
He's got that stern, you
yeah, he's
know,
the
demeanor.
Guy that said, yeah, he's the guy that said, walk lightly but have a big stick.
Mm.
But his demeanor
looks like he did
exhibited
both.
Just the exact opposite. Yeah,
yeah. exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, now how about William H.
Did he
Taft?
Change his pants more than once a day?
It doesn't say anything about his pants. So we're safe there. Now, how about William H. Taft? He was the heaviest president at 332 pounds.
How many?
332 pounds. Heaviest
Ooh,
president. And it doesn't
wow.
say how tall he was, but I can't imagine he was that tall.
And Dairy Queen wasn't around during that time.
Exactly. So
yeah.
he must have had, like, homemade pies a lot or something.
Or maybe he had, maybe back in the day they just froze cows.
Wow. I like the homemade pies better than the frozen cows. Not following that train of thought on that one.
Ice cream is made from what?
Eat cow.
Okay,
you.
Yeah. Just,
all right,
just
sounds
giving
good.
You a chance to catch up.
All right, I appreciate that.
Okay.
Okay, Woodrow Wilson, he actually dreamed of being a stage performer.
He's also the first president that actually tried to implement the United Nations. It was called the League of Nations. During the turn of the century, and he failed miserably through World War I. And by the way, friends, this is what comes out of wars. They contrive out of wars these United Nations. You look at these boards of world leaders. It's scary stuff, but it's in the book of Revelation, too, if you'd like to see that. Do you have more of this
information? Oh, yeah, I've got them. 29,
every time
I got
you
50.
Say Taft, I always think of Taffy for some reason.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
No, I'm not kidding you.
No, I can see
and apparently that 330-pound president thought the same thing.
Exactly. And, you know, Woodrow Wilson, we actually visited his home, I believe.
What was the heaviest president's name?
William H. Taft.
Well, maybe he was thinking the same thing I was, Taffy.
You know, you're
I'm
probably
not,
right.
I'm just trying to think. That's all I'm doing. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money.
A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Radio. For the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue by the support of people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Okay, I got one for you. Talking about the presidents.
Mm-hmm.
President James Garfield. Said a brave man is a man who dares to look the devil in the face and tell him he is a devil.
Wow, yeah. I like that quote.
So do I.
Very good quote. Yeah. Ooh, these are so interesting. Okay, now we're on to Warren G. Harding. Warren G. Harding gambled away a set of White House china. That was pretty irresponsible of him, don't you think?
That was.
Yeah.
Probably wasn't his to gamble off in the first
place. Exactly.
Apparently he didn't understand number 10, thou shalt not covet.
That's right.
Exodus 20.
Bad Warren. We'll go on to Calvin Coolidge. Calvin Coolidge was the only president born on the 4th of July, which if you're a president, it'd be pretty cool to be born on the 4th of July, I would think.
Yeah.
I think...
I can express a little hidden information here.
Please transparent. Express.
Well, my birthday's on June 14th, so it's the flag day.
That's right. You're pretty special. You got that, you know, and then your birthday's united with that flag day.
I don't know that my mom ever thought I was special, but...
Well, I think
somebody thought I was special.
I think there's a lot of people out there right now that think that you are special.
This is getting heavy.
Way too heavy.
Way heavy.
We better move on to Herbert Hoover. Herbert Hoover is kind of interesting. He spoke Chinese to his wife to keep their stories private.
That's weird.
I suppose, you know.
But John Adams and Abigail Adams used to speak Greek, so what's the difference,
there
right?
There you go. Now, yes. Franklin D. Roosevelt was the only president to serve more than two terms.
Straight criminal.
Definitely.
He's the guy that said the American boys would never step foot on foreign soil. 405,399 men and women fought blood and died to ratify the Constitution. They did their duty. The president lied to the American people.
That's right.
And at the price of their blood, what was established? United Nations.
That's right.
Yep.
Crazy. Okay, now Harry S. Truman, he read every book in his hometown library, which he definitely looks like the type to do that. Dwight D. Eisenhower was the commander.
Wait. What about Harry?
Harry S. Truman.
The buck stops here, guy?
That's right.
Yeah.
He read every book in his hometown library.
You're kidding me.
No, every book.
It's interesting because he seems to be somewhat of a moral man,
mm-hmm.
but moral back then is different than moral today.
Yeah, and he really loved his wife, but his wife was kind of like,
she was a grizzly bear.
Gave him a hard time. Yeah.
Yeah, but he had some shady people around him.
That's true.
He had some mobsters. Remember we went to the Presidential Museum
in Missouri? Yep, that's right, about the documentary.
Yeah, got the hat, the T-shirt.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Absolutely. Love those president
houses.
Got
the pen, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The pen is very important. Yeah. But the greatest phrase, one of the greatest phrases he says, the buck stops here. That is true. You know,
how did he become president? Do you know the transition?
The transition between him and You're saying that
the preceding president died for him to take
right,
office.
Exactly.
Yes.
He did not want to take office.
No, he didn't want
to. Yeah, no, he was very shy.
That's the man for the job. The one that doesn't want the job is the one that's called to do the
job. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Very shy man. But you know what? It looks like he did some good things here. Reading every book in his hometown library. Very faithful to his very grizzly bear wife.
Yeah, well, grizzly-ish.
Grizzly-ish. Yes. There you go.
It looked like she'd knock the chocolate out of you if you said something to her the wrong way.
That's true.
She really does.
Would. Yeah, she
looked
would.
Miserable.
Yeah, and he really waited a long time for that. I think he proposed to her several times. Said, "Listen, let's do this thing."
Yeah.
And she just finally at the end came around to it. But even so, she was still kind of grizzly-ish.
Yeah.
So good for you. Way to be faithful to a grizzly bear, Harry Truman. Now, Dwight D. Eisenhower was the commander of the Allied forces during World War II. Now, John F. Kennedy. Now, this is interesting. He's the youngest elected president. He's the first.
No. Wait a second. Eisenhower. Been to his house.
Yep.
Raised in a Christian home, strong Christian home. Interesting, you know, because when we look at him during World War II, a lot of people look at him as a righteous, upright man. Some of his quotes, of course, always acknowledge Almighty God.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about Eisenhower, you just think, man, what a good guy. And then he warned of the military complex before he left office.
Yep.
And So anyways, in saying that, I was just thinking there's a lot of interesting history around the 50s.
Very much so.
Truman, Eisenhower, and then here comes Kennedy.
50s and 60s, yeah, there's so much
60s
history.
60s started getting weird.
Exactly. You look at Martin Luther King Jr., and you look at, RFK, and my goodness, there's a lot that
they called John F. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, and Martin Luther the three lights of the world.
And it's so
And they
so
were all
true.
Snuffed out by corrupt governments.
And if they all would have lived, we would have a completely different country today.
No, we would not have abortion.
That's right.
That one's a flown. As a matter of fact, John F. Kennedy said in 62, that was barbaric.
That's right.
A lot of the things that we're dealing with today, we would not be dealing with today. No question about
that's
it.
That's right.
Until Bushes took office, that's when things became very corrupt internally.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, it's interesting to note about going on to JFK and talking a little bit about him, too. He was the youngest elected president, which is what I thought was the
46
case.
Years old, right?
Yeah. And then,
am I right?
Well, I believe that was correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Theodore Roosevelt said he was the youngest person ever to be president. However, now they're saying that he was the youngest elected president was John F. Kennedy. And he was the first Catholic president, too, as well.
Really?
So, yep. Mm-hmm.
What were the other ones?
The other ones of what?
Well, I know they weren't Muslims.
Well, of course, I'm probably Presbyterian. I don't know. It was a big thing to be a Catholic president. I know that was kind of an issue back in the campaign because you have several documentaries about JFK and his life and that sort of thing. But he was the first Catholic president. And, of course, he would have gone on to do great things. I mean, obviously, we look at the moral character of people and what they were doing going back and forth. But in his position and what he was doing, he was going towards the right direction as far as leading the country.
Mm-hmm.
In
a lot of ways.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, then you look at Joe, his dad. He was a total mobster.
Exactly.
And
it's
once John F. Kennedy got into office, he turned on those that actually helped him get into office.
Yeah.
And
but then
the
you look at the righteous seed that kind
of,
you look at RFK,
of course.
How he basically, the death of John just changed Robert Kennedy for the good, where he began to turn out his suffering, began to change him, and he began to look out towards poor people and those that were in need. And it just, that righteous seed kind of came out, and he stood up and look what happened. But you know what? He stood for what he believed was right, and that's what we need of more in America today. Now, Lyndon B. Johnson was an auto mechanic and teacher before being president.
Yeah, he's a criminal.
Totally.
He's got murder all around his personal life. I believe there was 12 murders that were known of with, who are we talking about?
We're talking about Lyndon Johnson.
Yeah, Lyndon Johnson. And then up until Kennedy, 2 weeks before Kennedy was assassinated, Lady Bird, his wife, actually told the American people after the assassination that Lyndon Johnson actually told her that in 2 weeks, that SOB, he's not going to embarrass me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks later, he's dead.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, and then we find out
40
and 50 years later and find out that Johnson, his attorney came forth, and also a CIA whistleblower also came forth, Mr. Hunt, and told the American people that it was Lyndon Johnson that was responsible for all that took place around the Kennedys. As far as the assassination.
Yeah,
so,
and then
even Robert Kennedy confronted Lyndon Johnson with the murder. There's video out there.
Yeah.
You can see that.
And I think, too, even have the audacity after that to look, JFK, Jackie Kennedy, in the face and talk with her like you really cared.
She was probably scared to death at that point.
All that I am and all that I have, I would give to not be in this position today. It's like you're straight line.
Disingenuous criminal.
100%.
Yeah.
All right, enough of him. Now let's go into Richard Nixon.
Okay,
last one. Last one. He recommended a play to the Miami Dolphins in Super Bowl VI. That's kind of what it is.
You're kidding me.
That's what they have for the fun.
Do you think people tune
Richard
into
Nixon.
The Sons of Liberty because they want to hear that?
You know, that one was a little
dull. Can anybody tell me? This is a good question for the people. So we can counter.
Hold on. I got a good one. We'll end with this one.
No, wait a second, though. Here's the question, friends. What was Watergate really about? That was the front. What was behind it? It's almost like the front for Clinton was Monica Lewinsky,
right.
But what was behind closed doors? What was it really about? With Nixon, what was it really about, friends? Because Watergate was not the real issue. What was the real issue? If you know the answer, give us a call, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. This information will blow you away, but I'm just going to make a point. We're not going to go off on that topic. Go for it.
Okay, one last one. We're going to leave it on a good note for all the daughters of Liberty out there. Gerald Ford actually held his daughter's high school prom in the White House.
Oh, wouldn't good
that
for
be
him.
Fun?
Oh, Jerry. Yeah.
Ah, that was nice, though. You know, your daughter's
yeah,
prom
that's
in the
great.
White House.
You know, Jerry was also on the Warren Commission, as were others, the fox and the chicken coop concerning JFK. So they were accessories to the crime.
Exactly. Yeah. That aside, I'm just talking about the daughter's prom. That was nice for his daughter.
Okay.
But all the other stuff goes along with
it. Can anybody answer that question? What was behind Watergate with Nixon? 1-866-233-0747. Just curious to know how smart you folks out there really are. 1-866-233-0747. Am I going to take that call?
We got some calls.
Okay. I got a lot of stuff to hit really quick. I want to hit Mr. Michael Bloomberg, former mayor of New York City, talking about how it's not gun control, and yet he's developing new organizations to, again, go after the guns, friends. I want to talk about that, and I also want to talk about the deathbed repentances. How genuine are they? I mean, they live like the devil their whole life, and all of a sudden, before they die, the preacher goes in and saves them?
Yeah.
From hell, and now they can go to heaven? I thought sanctification was like a lifetime process. We'll get to that in just a couple minutes. We got Bob calling from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, sir?
Yes. How you doing?
Good. Can you tell me what was Watergate really about?
I don't think anybody really wants to know, especially the Republican Party.
Okay, go for it.
But the pedophile list.
That's exactly
was
right.
In that building.
That's exactly right, Bob. Good
went
for you.
Straight to the White House, and it was a lot of that is explained in the Franklin cover-up.
That's good for you,
Bob.
I'm really happy that we got people out there thinking. Bob, hold on, I'm going to give you back over to Chase again. I didn't know I only had about 15 seconds. Give him a shirt, a hat, give him a DVD. Hey, give him everything that I have up to the half of my kingdom. You got Bradley and Stephanie again.
Thank you, Bob.
Bob from Illinois. Great. Hey, by the way, tell Bob he can spell his name forwards and backwards, and it spells the same thing. I'm not being a wise guy. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about Michael Bloomberg, former mayor of New York City, the criminal himself, going after.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, I got Bob from Illinois. I asked the question, friends, and Bob was the first one to give the answer. What was actually behind Watergate? Because it's not what we were told as to what unfolded during Watergate. Bob, will you one more time tell our listeners as to what Watergate was really about?
Right. The pedophile ring in the United States is basically run by, I hate to tell this to everybody, but the Republican Party. And that was the list they wanted to make sure nobody else got. If you'll notice, every time a Republican gets framed for something, he resigns. That's because he's got so much dirt in his background, he doesn't want it made public.
That's right. You know, what's also interesting is when I do tea parties, I have to let the people know. And again, like you're saying, you know, I hate to say it. I don't really hate to say it. It just really comes down to this, common knowledge, common sense. But when I did a little homework on the Republican Party, and I did a little homework on the Democratic Party, and I found out, to my amazement, and I knew it in my heart, but my head wasn't quite there yet, Bob. But once I started to just dig these guys up, unearth these folks, all of a sudden I started finding out that the Republicans were to the core corrupt. Well, the Democrats were just being blatant about what they've done. The Republicans were just a little bit better at hiding what they were doing, or so they thought.
Yeah, they've got a lot of money behind them because Buffett Empire is behind them.
Yeah, he's a good guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Appreciate your time, Bob, from Illinois.
Thank you,
again.
Bob.
Thank you again very much. Folks, really quick, what I want to do is bring you, because I've talked about it for 2 days now, but isn't it interesting that, you know, we're told that, well, you can go ahead and do whatever you want to do, the grace of God. We've talked about that 100 times. You know, we're not to use the grace of God as a cover-up or as an occasion for the flesh. The grace is there to empower. It quickens those that are dead in trespasses and sins, Ephesians 2, and we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, it's the gift of God. And we know what is it that overcomes the world, even our faith. We know that. But it's interesting is we're told just the opposite to the definition, the understanding, the testimony of Scripture as to what it really defines out to be in action. And so in saying that, it's interesting to me that these people, they die all over the United States of America, and here you have a preacher there. You know, that man or that woman didn't want the preacher there until all of a sudden they knew it was all over with.
It was too late, yeah.
Yep, and then once they know it's all over with, all of a sudden they begin to, well, they incline their ear to hear the truth of the gospel, which they rejected their whole life. But are they really saved when they give their lives over to the Lord? Now, I'm not saying they're not, and I'm not saying they are, but tell me if this doesn't make sense to you. Because deathbed repentances are often looked upon as very sincere, although too frequently we fear that they are the best or the first gnawings of the worm that never dies, which Jesus spoke of. There's an anecdote told by Mr. Dr. Campbell of a woman who many years ago was condemned to death for murdering her own child, and she was hung in the grass market at Edinburgh. She very diligently improved the 6 weeks allowed by her Scottish law previous to her execution, and the ministers who were with her continued gave her and their opinion that she died in the sure and certain hope of salvation. She was now saved. She was going to heaven. So the appointed day came. She was hung. But it being very rainy and no awning having been prepared, those who had the charge of her execution were in a great hurry to complete it. And to get under the shelter, she was cut down before the legal time, and as the custom is, the body was given up to her friends to be buried. A coffin was provided, and she was removed in it to the East Leviathan, where her husband was going to bury her. So what they did on the way to burying the dead woman, they stopped at a public house on the road to refresh themselves, and when they did that, to their great surprise and alarm, in rushed a little boy and said he heard a voice and a noise in the coffin. So they went out and found out that the woman was alive and the vital powers had been suspended. But the life was not extinct, and the jolting of the cart had restored her circulation. After a few hours, she became quite well. They removed their residence and went to another part of the country. But the sad part of the story is that the woman was as bad a character afterwards as she ever was before, and if anything, worse. This woman lived as openly in sin and despised and hated religion even more than she had previously done. And this is one of those remarkable cases, but when you begin to pay attention to this, you see that if people had more time to live the way that they wanted to live,
they'd do it.
They would live the way that they lived their whole life up until the time that they thought they had to meet their Maker.
Right.
So you have to ask yourselves, because it's an issue of the heart, it's not an issue of the emotions.
Right.
And people are so... Totally. And yet so many people, when they die, I believe it was Adam Clark that said, the great commentator, he had said that they're called the great deceivers that tell people that they're saved right before they die. Before they die. Now, if it was the first time they ever heard the gospel, that's one thing. But how many people live their whole lives knowing what the Word says, or inadvertently knowing what the Word says? How do I say this? It's like the man that drives down the street in a foreign land and says, wow, gets pulled over by the cop for speeding. The cop pulls him over and says, you know, not only were you speeding, but you're on the wrong side of the road. And you say to that man, this individual says to the cop, hey, listen, I'm from America, not from England. I didn't know that I couldn't do that. The cop doesn't look down on you and say to you, well, listen, you know what? You're impervious to that law because you didn't know. You still broke the law.
Right.
Okay? So before I go over to England, I should probably, before I get behind a car or the wheel of a car, I should probably know that I should drive on the left side. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing with those that are heaven-bound. It's best that you familiarize yourself with the doctrine of Christ. And that is what Christ said to those that follow. What is the works of God? Believe on him whom he sent and know the doctrine of Christ.
And, you know, it's interesting to note, too, because I've often thought about this or said this myself, the fact that, you know, when you get saved, of course, everyone wants to go to heaven. But, you know, after you get saved, that's not like the end of your journey. That's not all in all. You have a life to live for God's glory. It's not just, oh, we just want them to get saved.
It's a testing ground.
Yeah, we just want someone so to get saved. It's like, yeah, you want them to get saved, but what about their whole entire life? You don't want to wait till the last minute and say, oh, good, they're saved now, or whatever you want to say. They have this whole life wasted that they could have been for God's glory.
There's a special place in hell for people like that.
Yeah.
You're just not going to get away from it. And it's interesting. You can get the most vile individuals, and you can talk to them about the gospel, and they didn't want anything to do with it up until the time that they knew they were going to go bye-bye.
Yeah.
And now it's time to meet your maker, and now they want Bradley. It's like when you think of, I just read the book of Jeremiah, they didn't want anything to do with Jeremiah. They wanted to kill Jeremiah until they started to see the fruit and time unfold the words that Jeremiah gave. Prophet's a foreteller, a foreseer. He's a seer. Yeah. He tells you things to come. Well, once things started to unfold and they started to see that Jeremiah was right in what he was saying, guess what they wanted to do? Mm-hmm. After judgment came, Zedekiah the king came to him and said, hey, Jeremiah, what about this now? And Jeremiah said back to him, no. I already told you what the deal is. You didn't want anything to do with it. And at length, what happened?
Yeah, and you know,
it was all over.
It's interesting to note, too, that your motive for salvation needs to be right, too. You can't say, well, listen, I just want to be saved because I don't want to go to hell. That's not the right motive for your salvation. Your salvation should be that you see your sin before a just and a holy God. That law has done its work in you. It showed you. It exposed you your transgressions before God. And you see your guilt and shame before Him. And you look to Jesus Christ, who paid the ultimate sacrifice. This is Easter coming up here on Sunday. Who gave His life for you, for your sins, for your crimes, your guilt. And when you see and look at that sacrifice, your motivation should be motivated out of a heart of love.
That's right.
Because first you're repentant. Secondly, you see the sacrifice of the cross, and then you live for He who died for you, knowing that He gave the ultimate sacrifice for your
Exodus life. 20, Galatians 3, 24. You can also go back to Psalm 17. You can read that. No, I'm sorry, 19, 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Go to Romans 3, 20. For by the law is the knowledge of sin, which drives you to the foot of the cross and can do no more. In the natural, not everybody's a patriot.
Right.
A patriot is those that live for what our veterans died to give unto us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes a patriot. Now, for the sake of time, we have to get over to this. You had brought up Easter.
Yeah, and I want to say one quick thing about Easter before you switch over.
Yeah, it's not
and
about
this might make some
eggs,
people
right?
mad, but you know what? Here's the deal. Easter is about the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. A bunny has absolutely nothing to
diversion.
Do with it. Bunnies that lay eggs. Have you ever noticed that Christmas, what's Christmas about? The birth of Christ. What do we throw in there with it? Santa Claus.
Yep.
God gave us His Son on Christmas. Now we have kids thinking that we can covetously, I want this from Santa. Same thing. So when you're viewing Easter this year and you got all this bunny stuff and egg hunts
Isn't
and so on and so forth.
You're driving down the street and you're looking at these church billboards and it says bunny hunt or egg hunt. It's like, are you
You're taking
kidding
away
me?
From Christ. Easter is about Christ. It's not about a bunny. It's not about finding eggs. And people say, oh, well, it's just a harmless, fun thing. No, it's not. Because when you're training up your young ones, that's what they're going to correlate Easter with. Well, I get Easter eggs. I get an Easter basket. We do bunnies and so on. No. It's about Christ alone.
I just seen some yesterday at a restaurant, and I was hoping to see the owner because I was going to ask him, what is the correlation between the bunny and the egg?
Mm-hmm.
Because most people are not thinking about what we're talking about until we started to talk about it.
Right.
Friends, bunnies don't have eggs.
Exactly.
No, I'm not being funny.
I know.
Most people don't think that through. Here's another thing. You were talking about Christmas. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it. Folks, there is no such thing as Santa Claus.
Oh, I got to tell you this. This is a side note.
No, we don't want to hear it.
Okay, one quick thing, little story here. I was sitting in a karate class, actually. Boys are in karate for a while. I sat and I was talking to this lady, and I said something about, you know, because Christmas was over, and I said, well, you don't do Santa Claus, do you? And she was like, oh, no. I had this irate mom, little bit off her rocker, I mean, little goofy in the head.
Yeah.
But she got just extremely angry. She goes, my daughter heard that, and she was all upset about it. I was like, whoa, take a step back there, lady. And I said, well, actually, I was having a conversation over here, so you were listening in on my conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And then she grabbed her child and went to like the opposite end of the room so her daughter couldn't hear the fact that she's been lying to her whole life saying there's Santa Claus.
Yeah.
It's like, geez, lady, and look at how, is this more important to your daughter or to you? You know, when you look at the thing, and bottom line is these kind of things, Santa Claus, Easter eggs, bunnies, they take away from the true meaning of Christ, and that's what we want to focus on, is the Christ at Easter.
Yeah, at Easter. Yeah.
And all the time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Amen. Resurrection,
Amen.
Life of the Spirit.
Resurrection and the life.
Amen. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk about Michael Bloomberg, last segment coming up. I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Hitting a plethora of topics as usual. The short amount of time that we have, which is usually 1 hour, four segments. Folks, who does this guy think he is kidding? He said it isn't gun control. And recently, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg promoted his new $50 million gun control campaign on NBC's Today Show in an aggressive financial push to combat the National Rifle Association's influence on gun policies. Bloomberg stated that he plans to use the money to merge his mayors against the illegal guns. Folks, criminals will always have guns.
Mm-hmm.
And moms demand action for gun sense in America into a new group called Every Town for Gun Safety. What happened to the old group? That's right, it didn't work out, did it? So let's go to the not-too-distant past and do a little history lesson on the Mayor Bloombergs and who he means to be a part of during this merger before taking one more step on this topic. We learned in the past about the criminal anti-gun mayors Bloomberg is talking about, and of course they don't want you to know this, but these anti-gun mayors are criminals themselves, guilty as charged within their own ranks. They're guilty of crimes such as tax evasion, extortion, accepting bribes, child pornography, trademark counterfeiting, and perjury. One mayor who apparently thought that he was above the law even decided to go ahead and assault a police officer. Just think, friends, all of these mayors, the only reason we're talking about them today is because they were caught. Just think about the ones that didn't get caught.
Mm-hmm.
These crimes that these anti-gun mayors are convicted of suggest that they are public enemies rather than public servants, and it is the people of this country, and namely these individuals, these criminals themselves, that expect the trust of the populace at large. But friends, you need to keep in mind these politicians know that where the citizenry operates and the rights given to them without government interference, namely the right to bear arms, the Second Amendment, Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, crime diminishes when you are armed. And with mud on their face, these anti-gun mayors, they know that when they interfere with the rights to bear arms, crime skyrockets. This is nothing new. And folks, what we see that some of today's politicians are magnifying the crimes that they themselves are placed in office to prevent, not to magnify. They allow the crime to be promoted through Hollywood, and when the crime is committed, the corrupt politicians are there in hopes of grabbing the guns away. And this is exactly how criminals in government operate. They demonize the gun, not the criminal. They don't prevent the crime. They capitalize on the crime. And since criminal politicians refuse to look at history, which in the present, my friends, can be our greatest teacher, it is very clear that the gun banners know exactly what they are attempting to do, and that is to put the Second Amendment in the crosshairs. Mr. Bloomers himself said, this is not a battle of dollars. This is a battle for the hearts and minds of America so that we can protect our children, protect innocent people. Children, saith he.
That's all their big.
He states that as government sanctions murder in the womb and Hollywood promotes gun violence. Let me say that again. He states this as government sanctions murder in the womb and Hollywood promotes gun violence. See, government's legitimate purpose, friends, is to restrain men from sin, saith our forefathers, or to restrain men from breaking God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, not to encourage and educate them as how to commit the crime. But Mr. Bloomer goes on here. He said, we're the only civilized country in the world that has this problem. Friends, civilized, teaching young people how to commit the crime. Civilized, government sanctions murder in the womb. Civilized, government endorses homosexual marriage. Never in the history of mankind. I can go on and on and on and on. Mr. Bloomer goes on. He argued that he was not pushing for gun control, but rather guns away from minors, criminals, and the mentally ill. And friends, keep in mind that criminals will always have guns, and he is equating the mentally ill to whosoever this government feels is inadequate to bear arms, namely veterans, patriots, and anyone who disagrees with this administration's ideologies. It isn't gun control, said Bloomberg. Huh. Friends, I ask, who does this guy think he's kidding?
Seriously.
It was none other than the notorious mass murderer Adolf Hitler who said, it's not the truth that matters, but the victory. This, of course, was prior to killing 6 million of the people that stood as political opposition in Germany and before murdering 6 million of those who he felt did not have a right to live. Huh. The battle for gun control laws attempts to set emotion and passion against logic and reason, friends. History shows that when these two contest against one another, that is why they are using moms, friends. Logic often loses. So as long as the American people accept the rhetoric of the Bloombergs of the world, you can expect more meaningless and harmful gun legislation until, at length, America is disarmed. Now, the good news is, on the other hand, you can deal lawfully with these corrupt individuals in government because corruption in some people is often not the kind you can remove, friends. You do need to keep that in mind. It is the type you have to stop. And this is a perfect example of those who need to be stopped. Enough is enough, America. Enough is enough.
I think that is just so awesome. That was so greatly put together. It's such a good point. And, of course, it's always under the guise of, well, we just want to keep guns out of minors' hands and criminals' hands. And that's where they all want to think you, where they're going to start. That's not where they're going to end. That's not even their goal. They're just giving you that little bit of, oh, it's just for this type
of
person.
It's the same old, nothing new under the sun.
Exactly. The same. We don't want terrorists to happen. It's like, well, who's a terrorist? And you begin.
Well, we just heard who a terrorist is. Remember, Bundy, friends, just standing up. We have the criminal himself, Mr. Reed, Harold Reed, going around calling Mr. Cliven Bundy because he said no to the government, a domestic terrorist. Friends, they are conditioning the people to accept the fact that anybody that disagrees with their policy is a terrorist.
Yep.
You better keep your ears open and your eyes open. Folks, those that are breaking the law, if they want to call them terrorists, let them call themselves terrorists. But they need to look in the mirror because law abiders are not the terrorists. They are the obedient unto God, resisting tyranny to those that will not obey God,
exactly.
Simply put.
Exactly. And so when you look and you say, my goodness, what in the world are we doing? We have a job to do. Of course we have a job to do. Lots of times people look at what's going on in the world and they get hopeless and they say, what's the sense? For a Christian, it should be exactly the opposite. For a true patriot, it should be exactly the opposite. We should look at, the Chinese have a word called crisis.
Mm-hmm.
It's got two meanings. It's either danger or it's opportunity. And we can take every crisis that comes at us and we can say, oh, woe is me. Or we can use it as an opportunity to prove our God and say, if God be for us, who can be against us? It's an opportunity to make a difference in the world and go back to the old past to restore it. We don't need to change anything. We need to restore back to the old past. And for those of you who are saying, amen, we believe in that, we want you to join together with us. We have an army for Christ who is doing what needs to be done on a daily basis. Whether we're in Minnesota, California, Arizona, Wisconsin, no matter where we are, what we're doing, we are always going forth and bringing forth this message of truth. And people are getting revitalized on account of it, saying, yes, we want to join together with you. And for those of you who are listening and say, I want to support you guys, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's a nice donate button, an American flag on the right-hand side if you want to make a one-time contribution. Or for those of you that say, listen, I really want to stand behind you on a consistent basis, that's what our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is all about. You become a son or daughter of Liberty. You say, hey, I can do anywhere from $5 a month up to $505 a month. You pick what you want to do, what you feel comfortable with, and say, I'm willing to stand by you guys on a month-to-month basis as you're out there fighting the good fight of faith, being on the front lines, doing the job that lots of people don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the special elite forces in the military, only spiritually speaking. We go to those places that are not all that fun to go to. You get a lot of opposition.
Schools are.
Yeah,
given the opening prayer at the Senate in the state of Minnesota.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, then they have 2,000 media outlets come against you in like 1 hour.
It's 10 or 20 minutes.
Yeah, 10 or 20 minutes. Yeah. So, of course, you know what? But we know that if God be for us, who can be against us? And we are willing to stand because we know that Christ is standing with us and we are standing with him. So for those of you who can donate, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can click on the donate button or scroll down and become a son or daughter of Liberty. Also, you can call us if you'd like to do that as well. 1-866-233-0747 if you prefer to talk with one of our lovely people in person. Of course, 1-866-233-0747. We can do this thing. We can't get wallowed in despair. We got to rise up above the ashes. True story.
I wanted to say something, though, because people need to understand that we loved by few and we hated by many, but we respected by all.
I like that. Now,
mm-hmm.
Okay, now there's a story of this mule who fell into a well, and the farmer came out.
I was already going there, but you know what? Let's save that one for tomorrow.
Oh, what?
It's so awesome. Okay, go for it.
Okay, so the farmer comes out and says, oh, it's kind of an old mule, not really good for anything. We'll just go ahead and let him. We'll just bury him alive. So he got all of his farmer buddies together, and they begin to shovel dirt on top of this mule. And the mule noticed all this dirt coming down his back, but rather than saying, I'm going to die, I know I'm going to die, I'm just going to die, they're going to kill me. What he did was every time they took a scoop of dirt and they threw it on his back, he shook it off. And eventually they threw so much dirt on him that that mule ended up trotting right out of the hole alive because he took that crisis as an opportunity for getting him
out of
the
hole. Did you see that? I wrote this down.
No, I did not.
The Holy Ghost is moving here. Amen. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie. We will talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. Deeds, not words. Talk to you then. See ya.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window, and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.